Hi, I'm Nikhil Hasija, Senior Product Manager for Microsoft Dynamics CRM. As we kick beta off, we wanted to give you, our users, the opportunity to talk to the program managers that are bringing these features to you. The first of such videos is going to be me talking with Michael McCormick, the lead program manager for all of the UX goodness that has gone into CRM 2011. So, Michael, let's have a chat with you. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell the world what you do at Microsoft?
Sure. I'm Michael McCormick. I'm a lead program manager in charge of user experience. And we basically work on the user interface and the experiences that all of our users deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. So with CRM 2011, we've got a lot of features that increase usability and make the application really easy and simple for users to use. What was the genesis behind all of the features that have gone in?
Well, when we did our original research into CRM 5, we found out that one of the primary problems that CRM systems and FSA systems face through time is adoption. People just don't tend to pick up and use these CRM systems. And so what we were trying to do is address some of those concerns, and what we found out is they were just really too hard to use. And so our UX system, our UX process was built up so that we could improve the overall behaviors of the applications, make sure that a salesperson or a service person could come in and just use the application with as little learning as possible.
So in addition to all of the UX, there's been feature level UX level parity that we've brought in. Now there's a ribbon that's within Microsoft Dynamics CRM, which makes it look and feel just like an Office application. What was the feedback that we got when people started using the ribbon first?
So far the feedback has been really positive. We've taken our ribbon through, I believe it's 9 usability studies so far. So we've taken it into labs, put it in front of users. It was really important for us to actually create an Office-like experience so that people, as they get used to the new Office UI, wouldn't have to remember 2 UI paradigms, so that they could come in and actually just start using our product in the same way that they'll use, Outlook 2010. So we spent a great deal of time developing these ribbons and working with our customers to make sure that it served their needs and solved their problems. And it's been really positive. It's, we get a lot of feedback. Wow, I love this new feature you've added. And it turns out that most of the time the feature's been there since version 3. It's just nobody's ever found it before.
Yeah, we've surfaced that up. Building on that theme, CRM 2011 also has this flatter UI, more fluent user experience. How is that testing? What are users thinking about that?
So we found that people have really responded well to the flat page, the long page, if you will. It allows people to review their data, comprehensively in one shot, so they can scroll down and read the page kind of like they would if they had printed something out. So they can move quickly through their various customers, their opportunities, whatever it is they need to review without clicking all the way through, the tab after tab metaphor. It's much more efficient for those customers in general.
Okay. So, Michael, we are in beta. Obviously, people are downloading the product and they're trying this out. Any guidance for them on where we're looking for feedback?
So one of the things that we're concerned about is that we get really good feedback on the ribbon. So if something is just doesn't feel right, feels like it's in the wrong space, we want to know about that. If something really makes you, click around the ribbon a lot to get a particular task done, we want to understand that task that you're actually trying to accomplish so that we can do a better job of organizing the ribbon. That's certainly one of the primary things we're concerned about. And then, of course, any place where it just doesn't look good, doesn't look right, doesn't feel right, that sort of feedback is important for, achieving the fit and finish that's necessary for when we actually RTM. All of those things sort of combine to create the seamless experience that we're trying to develop so that salespeople, when they use this product, are truly delighted by the fact that this, that they are actually entering their data and working with their data and receiving information out of the CRM system.
Fantastic. So, folks, behind me is a wall full of patents that Michael has collected. Now, Michael, CRM 2011 is almost out of the door. What does Michael go do next?
So we're going to continue to innovate in the UX space. We're paying really good attention, you know, about how people can achieve value from CRM. We talked in the beginning about how we wanted to make sure people actually adopted CRM as they used it. Salespeople actually started using the CRM product. And so one of the things we want to do is provide obvious, substantial feedback to the salespeople who enter their information into the system that this is what CRM provides for me. So, you know, insight into their sales, insight into their customers so that they can achieve more sales and achieve more things. So we're going to continue to innovate on getting that information out of the CRM system, you know, pulling in other data sources from across the internet so that as they're working with their customers' information, they not only have the information that they're working with, but the information that maybe the customer entered on their own at some other website.
Cool. Why don't we move over to your computer and have you show us some tips and tricks that users might be delighted by, some features that may not be as obvious to them.
Sure.
That'd be bad.
So the first thing I'm going to show you is a new feature for CRM 2011. It's the recently viewed menu. So the recent menu basically has any object that you've ever opened with CRM. It's available up to a certain number. It's available anytime you want. And you just go there and you click the object and it opens right up.
So that's pretty cool. That could be really handy for, you know, someone who's working on a record over and over again.
Right. Well, if you're using it a lot and you expect to be needing it for a really long time, you can actually just click the pin and it will remain there forever. The other thing it lets you do is pick your favorite views across all of the objects. So, you know, I have my special view here, Michael's view, and I'm going to pin it there because that's the one I use every single day. So I'm going to go there right now, and you can see it's just a list of my activities that I have ready for me today. Another feature I want to show you here is our record navigation. So once you've opened a window, oftentimes you don't want to be going back and forth between the individual forms and the grid. And so you can actually just navigate directly to the next item in the grid using the record navigation. In activities, it'll actually move you between different object types. So it'll move between an email message, a task, and it's just a single click to move to the next thing. If you know exactly which one you want to go see, you can actually drop the little menu here and go directly to that object. And these are all the objects in your current grid.
Well, that saves a lot of time for users when they're navigating large data sets. Michael, what is your favorite feature in CRM 2011?
Sure. Well, when I first started with the CRM team, one of my primary jobs was really sort of getting the Outlook client design in shape. And so what I want to talk about is just a small feature in Outlook. There's a whole Outlook session coming up that you'll see later on. But we architected the Outlook client so that it was truly integrated with Outlook. So we use the Mappy Store, we use all of those integrated Outlook pieces so that it is really a part of Outlook. And what I want to show you here is actually very simple. So I've created a record for myself. You know, you can see basically we have the reading pane, and you have all of the information that you might need on a person, you know, directly in here as you're navigating through the records in the grid. It'll just show up here. But one of the really cool features is this social connector. This isn't even really our feature. This is Outlook's feature. But
right,
because of the way we've integrated, all of your CRM email-enabled items that can be tracked back to Facebook, to LinkedIn, to other social networking sites have a direct connection into the CRM data through your Outlook client.
So does that include just Facebook or LinkedIn or other anything that Outlook exposes me to?
So anything that Outlook might actually include would be here. So, for instance, this particular client has Facebook, LinkedIn, and Mingle turned on. Outlook has basically plugins that you can go get for any social network site so that you can go find out what your customers are doing. If you have a connection to them in your social network, they will be connected to your CRM client. The information's still out in those spaces. It's just all presented in this one single location.
That's pretty cool social networking stuff, Michael. I'm really excited about what's coming with CRM 2011, and I think our users will be too. But thank you very much for your time. And folks, we'll be doing this every week, and you can come right here on crm2011beta.com and follow our videos with our program managers who walk you through these features on a weekly basis. Thank you.